Joining us now is Jordan Drischler. Jordan, glad to have you here. All right. And you have a very interesting airplane that that you have accompanied here to AirVenture, have you not?
Yes, I do. I have a very, very special airplane. And at first, when I just tell people, well, it's a T6,
right.
You know, the response might be, well, I can walk down to Warbirds and see rows and rows, you know, dozens, you know, maybe 100 T6s down there.
Yeah.
You know, we've got obviously the Aeroshell ones right here on the flight line. But our T6 that we have, and that's the Commemorative Air Force's WASP Squadron's mm-hmm. T6, we call her Nella. And she has the very special distinction of being the only T6 left in existence, and more importantly, still flying, that was actually used by the Women Air Force Service pilots at Avenger Field during World War II.
How did you discover the history of the airplane?
Yeah, we have squadron historians that have really put together all of her past. She's been in our squadron since 2017, and she's certainly gone through some changes over the years. She was originally manufactured by North American in 1943 as a C model, and in the early 50s, she was converted to a G model. And, you know, since then, she's changed hands probably a dozen times, but we do, you know, blessedly have most of the documentation and can track her all the way back to the WASP, and we still have all of that.
Okay, all the way back to Sweetwater.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And have there been significant changes to the airplane that would make it radically different than what it was in the 40s?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I'm sure, you know, the pilots flying it,
yeah.
If you ask them, you know, the difference between a C and a G, you know, there are tons of stuff that go into that. But aesthetically, looking at the aircraft,
yeah.
We've really tried to keep that as authentically, you know, original as we can. You know, we've added, you know, obviously the CAF wings
mm-hmm.
to it. We've stenciled Avenger Field on it. Obviously, you know, we've got more antennas and gizmos kind of on it now. But we really have it painted the you know, she's number 267. That's the same number. We actually have some really cool photos of actual WASP back in 1943 and 1944 sitting on the wing, and you can clearly see her number that we still have on today. So that is what she would have looked like back in 43 and 44.
Yeah, I know that the airplane was part of the Commemorative Air Force's 12 Planes of Christmas
mm-hmm.
last year to try and upgrade some of the avionics, right?
Yes.
And has that taken place?
Yeah, we just got her out of the avionics shop earlier this week, earlier this year,
okay.
Which was the same week that we flew her out to Sweetwater,
okay.
actually for the WASP reunion. And so that was a really cool event. And so that was all done in April of this year.
Excellent. When you're flying the airplane, obviously, have you had much experience in other T6s or just in this one?
No, I think this has probably been,
okay.
I've been a bit spoiled. She's a really nice one.
Yeah.
So
I was just wondering if there was some, when you're flying it, if there's some history that kind of permeates through the controls as you're flying it.
Yeah, well, I've not flown other T6s, but
right.
I do fly a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, either myself or flying on crew on other airplanes. So I've flown a lot of different airplanes, and that one certainly has, I mean, by far, been the most special one, and especially, you know, flying it. I got the opportunity to fly it out of Sweetwater,
right.
where she was based, and that was just an incredible feeling, taking off there in an aircraft that was based there, that was flown by women there, and to look down at the same field and, you know, the rebuilt hangars and the runway. You know, that was a really special moment. So certainly feel honored. You know, every time I get to fly it, or even to just clean it, sit in it, you know, help her, you know, and whatever the airplane needs. It's a really special feeling.
Excellent. Jordan Drischler is our guest in this segment, and she flies the T6 from the Commemorative Air Force, known as Nella. And what does that name come from?
Nella is a kind of a cool name that I like to think really spans both her history and how she serves the CAF's mission now. So if you're familiar with the WASP, you've probably heard of, you know, Fifi Nella.
Mm-hmm.
We've probably have a bunch of the, you know, her little logo floating around here on different maybe shirts or patches that we've seen on a lot of the ladies that are around the grounds today. And so Fifi Nella was basically a Walt Disney character from Gremlins. And she was really special to the WASP. She was their mascot in a lot of ways. She was their squadron emblem that they really adopted. Kind of the story being that, you know, Gremlins would cause all of these, you know, how we get the word Gremlins,
right?
Mechanical gremlins in the aircraft. Anytime you'd have, an issue, some wiring would short out. Oh, those darn gremlins. Well, they kind of embraced this specifically, female gremlin Fifinella, and she was their mascot and good luck charm. So we kind of maybe get where we're going with this, but fast forward 75 years after the fact that since Nella left Avenger Field, and obviously she wouldn't have been called Nella back then. She would have just been T6, 267. And now she flies for the Commemorative Air Force, and a lot of her time is spent out on what we call the Air Power History Tour. And while she's in we have our own separate WASP squadron, she does kind of tag along with the B-29 and the B-24. Kind of refer to her as one of their little friends. And I'm sure a lot of people listening are familiar with that B-29, and her name is Fifi. So when we talk about, well, Fifi Nella, she's out on tour with a 29 called Fifi, so we decided to name her Nella to complete,
Yes.
the mascot of the WASP, and to honor them while also honoring the mission that she's doing now.
Excellent. Have you been out on tour much this year so far?
Yeah, I have been. I have to be a bit of a weekend warrior
Okay.
because I do still work during the week, but I try to make it out every weekend I can, and that they'll have me. Blessedly, we've had a good many people volunteer to come out on tour,
Right.
which has almost led to some overstaffing in certain spots. And they say, "Oh, well, we don't even need you this weekend," which has kind of been a nice break. But yeah, I've gotten the chance to go out for a couple weeks at a time and use some vacation for that, and then to have this experience here has been really cool.
Good. When did you arrive with the T6?
Yeah, we flew in on Sunday, so
Okay.
she's been here all week.
Good. So, no problems getting in, taking the Warbird arrival over the lake.
Yeah, no problems at all, and I'll brag on my pilot over there who did land right on the purple dot, so right in the middle.
There you go. This is your first time here at AirVenture,
It
correct?
is,
So
yeah.
far, what are your impressions?
Oh my gosh, so far so great. Yeah, I've been overwhelmed, I guess is maybe the word to use. I was told it's a marathon, not a sprint, and I'm
Yes.
a distance runner, so I thought, oh, I'll be good at that. And nope, I hit the wall on like day two. I was like falling asleep at dinner and had to call it an early night. But I've since paced myself pretty well, and just everybody has been wonderful. And obviously, airplanes are cool, so it's been a really special first time, and I'm already like, yeah, well, obviously next year, right? We're gonna, stay here and do this and do that. So already planning to come back.
Good. When you're here with the airplane, where is it located?
Yeah, so she got kind of prime parking. She's right at the Phillips 66 booth, which is not far from the main square there. So if you're listening and you're on the grounds today, probably have already seen her. She's hard to miss, but she's the nice shiny T6 right at the Phillips 66 booth.
Are you spending a lot of time there, answering questions about the airplane?
No, we've kind of been enjoying ourselves walking
Oh,
around.
okay.
We've been trying to sport these. I know your listeners can't see them, but we've got kind of rocking these cool Nella hats with the airplane on them.
Yep,
So
right here
we
on the
should
camera.
be, yeah, we should be hopefully easy to find if you do run into us. But we do have some signage around the
Okay.
aircraft that can show some pictures and tell more about the story that, maybe we didn't share today.
Okay. And of course, Phillips 66 is helping to support the aircraft.
Yes, they are. Yeah, and they've really been supporting the whole Commemorative Air Force mission while we're here as well. So they've been wonderful hosts, and definitely go stop by and check them out.
Good. What is your background in aviation?
Yeah, I didn't, I wasn't raised in an aviation family by any means, but really fell in love with airplanes as I would say as a teenager, but even growing up, we would take one flight a year every December, and we would go to Disney World, and my favorite part was the airport, which, how my parents felt about that. But yeah, I started flying when I was 18, and I started working for a major airline at 19 as an engineer, and I'm still there, 10 years later, and love every day of it. And I've got involved in the Commemorative Air Force after I moved down to Texas
Okay.
with my job, and been doing that for the past few years, and is that's how I'm here today, and it's been wonderful.
And it's always a question that people have. How did you make the transition from private pilot, probably flying a 172 or 182 or 152 in your flight training to T6?
Yeah, I mean, I just showed up. Yeah, you just really have to show up. I never thought that I would be. I really just started out as, ground crew. Didn't think I was really going to get to fly. Didn't realize, oh, you just volunteer, you show up and, basically donate your time
Right.
and your effort. And people have been so encouraging and, trying to get me time in the aircraft using transition flights or, hey, we've got time, let's go and do some training. And because where else do you just go? I mean, there are places you can go to do T6 training, but they've just been super encouraging and helpful, and so really been able to do it out on the road mostly.
Excellent. Well, Jordan, thank you very much for joining us today. Enjoy the rest of the show and keep that nice shiny T6 out there for us.
Oh, well, Travel, thank you so much for having me on, Steve. It's been an honor.
Thank you. This is EAA Radio.